Lindsay's on 3FM's Food and Drink Show.
What happens when you meet a topless baker and a real-life Yorkshire pud? I went behind the scenes at Betty's Cookery School, where they were sharing their secrets with Yorkshire's top food bloggers. The internet sensations tried their hand at nutritious but delicious recipes for a New Year health kick. From Pan-Asian beef to Greek desserts, they're an enticing medley of flavours that left our mouths watering, proving that healthy doesn't have to be boring.
My name is Matt. I'm also known as Topless Baker. I host YouTube videos, Instagram, everything about baking and home cooking for the amateur home chef, basically. Who doesn't like clothes, you know? I like to keep it a fairly lack of clothing.
And I'm Chris Blackburn from Yorkshire Pud. I'm the world Yorkshire pudding champion and blogger, YouTuber, Twitter, Facebooker, you name it. I do all of them things.
Give us a little bit of a background about you guys first then. So food bloggers, what made you get into food blogging? How's it been? Tell us a little bit about your story.
So my dad was actually a Michelin star chef, so I kind of have a foodie background, but I was never really interested in food till like 2-3 years ago, and then got a bit of disposable income, thought I'd spend a bit of time in the kitchen and realised I really wasn't very good or up to my dad's standards. So I just spent all my time in the kitchen learning how to cook, learning how to bake, and then really wanted to share that with other people and teach them the tips and tricks that I knew.
And did it start as a complete hobby?
Yes, it was a complete hobby. I had a full-time job and I was baking naked on the side, and then it became full-time baking naked.
Why naked?
Just to add a bit of spice to cooking, you know. There's a lot of people in the cooking industry and no one has their shirt off. You know, there's Jamie Oliver, who was supposed to be the naked chef, but he never really went, you know, full distance. So I thought I'd meet him halfway and just do it topless.
And how does that go down? How's your following, and how does that go down with the people who follow you? Is it more the food or the toplessness that they follow you for?
I'd say 50-50. Some for the body, some for the baking.
I'm not sure I'd get that.
So tell us a bit about your story. How did you get to become Yorkshire pudding champion?
Yeah, so I entered a competition back in 2011 at a cookery school over in Halifax, actually. And ended up winning it the year after as well, and my life just changed overnight. I did a few TV programs. Some of your listeners might have seen me on Food Glorious Foods. I've been on Country File, on the BBC, on ITV, you name it. I've done quite a lot, and really it just sort of went from there, and I kind of thought there's something in this. I'm getting an awful lot of media attention, radio, newspapers, and it just went from there, and now we're 5-6 years on, and it's still going and still growing, and people clearly like what I do, so I carry on doing it, and I get to come to amazing places like this.
So let's talk about what you've been up to today. So this is specifically a blogger event. Do you come to a lot of events where it's all bloggers?
This is one of my first, actually. It's a newbie experience for me, meeting other bloggers and kind of chatting about food and their experience in food and foodie events. So it's been a really good day.
And for me, yeah, I mean, I've been invited to quite a lot of things over the years. I try and make sure that I go to things where the brand is sort of matched to what we do in Yorkshire Pud as well. And Betty's and this place is no better match, really. It's a beautiful place, it's a beautiful brand, and I'd like to think it matches my brand quite well. So, but yeah, it's great to mix with other foodies and other food bloggers as well.
I suppose it's particularly important to you because Betty's is synonymous Yorkshire. Of Yorkshire, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that's Yorkshire, I'll go with it straight away. It's pretty much, if you're from Yorkshire, you're in the club. That's absolutely fine. But yeah, I mean, what an amazing brand. What a great success story and some great heritage here as well.
Can you give us a little bit of an overview of some of the things that you've cooked today?
Yeah, well, it was all a kind of nutritious and delicious theme. So we were starting off filleting a mackerel fish, which is only the second time I've filleted fish. You know, I'm more comfortable with flour and butter. So that was a new one for me, pulling out some guts. Then we had some nice kind of Chinese beef-styled steak, I would call it.
Yeah.
And then finished with a nice little phyllo tart with some figs and orange and burnt orange. We're setting oranges on fire. All really interesting combinations of flavours that I would have never even thought to bring into my kitchen.
I think the best thing about today is the fact that I've been on courses before where you cook it and eat it there. I'm really looking forward to getting home tonight and plating this up for my wife. It's almost, I want to blow my wife away, if you like. I'm not sure I'll get what they've done, the professional chefs, but we'll give it a go.
Great stuff. And I imagine for you guys, being in the food world and running your blogs, today wasn't just about learning how to cook it was about then transmitting that to your followers, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. And thinking about how we can photograph that, how we can take little ideas and bring that into other dishes as well, but just also take the delicious dishes that they taught us today, you know. Food is about learning from other people and taking their great ideas and taking it to another level or doing something similar.
And it's some of the tips that you pick up on courses like this. I mean, you know, I've been making bread for years, but I always prove my dough in a bowl turned the right way around. Today they put the dough on the kitchen top, if you like, and put the bowl over it to form a dome. Why have I never thought of that? And it's little courses like that, like this, should I say, that really teach you that, them sort of skills, really, and them little tips.
So you've been working with some of the professional chefs here at Betty's in the cookery school today. How was that? How did you find the staff and the team and the event here?
Yeah, they're incredibly talented guys. You know, just to watch them at work, they make it look so easy. And when you get back to your workstation and try and repeat what they've just done, you realise it's not quite as easy as they've made it look. But yeah, they clearly know the stuff. No question was too much for them. And yeah, I've learned loads today, an awful lot.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm totally self-taught, so for me, this is kind of my first tuition almost from someone that is, you know, the gold standard of cooking. So there were so many tips that I learned, so many little tricks and insights, and the way they talk about food and their understanding of it as well was really good for me and how I can talk around that as well.
And what kind of things can we expect to see coming out of your blogs then after this?
I'm releasing the first ever topless video in a couple of weeks, actually. January 19th, I'll be removing the apron and doing it full, just topless, literally.
Is that okay health and safety wise?
It should be fine. We're just baking a cake, so it shouldn't be too dangerous. If we were frying any fish like we were today, I might be in a bit of trouble.
And do you know what? I've had a sudden thought today. We need to change the Yorkshire pudding and make it more infused. So maybe the vermicelli that we've done today with the steak and the oriental flavours in a Yorkshire pudding. We've done some crazy things before, but yeah, that's what we might have a go at next.
So we can look forward to seeing an oriental Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the things I've done in the past have been the sweet sort of sense. We did a rhubarb and custard Yorkshire pudding with Mary Berry a few years ago, which went down an absolute storm. But actually, with noodles in there, and could really work, couldn't it?
There you go, you've learned something very specific from the Yorkshire pud himself there. Thank you very much for your time, guys. That's really great.
Yeah, great. And if your listeners want my recipe for a Yorkshire pudding, I'll give them for free. www.yorkshirepud.co.uk.
And if you want to see a topless man baking, where can you go for that?
There we go, topless baker on YouTube. And I'm going to steal his Yorkshire pudding recipe now.
If you are a beginner or an aspiring chef, it's easy to find a course that's right for you at Betty's Cookery School. From classic baking to elaborate three-course meals, they share culinary secrets and a real passion for food with you. If you're interested, get yourself online to bettyscookeryschool.co.uk.
Betty's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.